There have been a number of changes at the McLean County Circuit Court in recent years, including ensuring that defendants have better access to justice, revisions to the drug laws, and a new bond-setting structure. Some additional changes are on the horizon, including the looming retirement of nearly a quarter of the county's judges. Associate Circuit Court Judge Leanne Hill will address some of those changes at a League of Women Voters-sponsored event tonight at the Moses Montefiore Temple in Bloomington. Hill sat down recently with GLT's Judy Valente to discuss how some of those changes will affect the public.
Leanne Hill has been on the bench for nearly 10 years, serving in the family division and handling criminal misdemeanor cases. Before joining the bench, she was an assistant public defender and in private criminal practice. During a break in trials, she sat down at the courthouse in an office filled with memorabilia of her favorite baseball team, the Chicago Cubs. Hill says one of the biggest changes in the court system went into effect January 1st. It's a requirement that all parties in civil cases file motions, pleadings, and other court documents electronically. That, Hill says, could place an additional burden on some citizens who don't have legal representation.
Pro se litigants, unrepresented folks, also have the same burdens of electronic filing in certain cases that the attorneys do. The attorneys were ready for it. They knew it was coming. They've been working on it. But January 1, electronic filing on all family and dissolution cases. And when you have pro se litigants that are technologically impaired or not technologically educated, or if they don't have cell phones or they don't have email, some of the mandates that were placed on us make it more difficult for the pro se litigants. Now, I think eventually that will get better, and our clerk's office has been fantastic about trying to walk through people through the process. But whenever you're dealing with technology, you're dealing with glitches and things on a daily basis. So sometimes that can slow the process down.
Some people may not even have a computer.
Oh, absolutely. There's also some waivers that can be allowed for people that don't have some access, but the process to get the waiver then can also be, you know, a little arduous for people that don't know the system well.
What would you recommend to help people who may find this a hardship?
The court can't do a lot other than we try to give out handouts that explain the process to people and try to give them out in a language that's a little more understanding. It's not like reading a computer manual. So we try to give them just an instruction about how they go through the process of electronic filing. Once we're able to give these handouts to the people, or they can also get them in the clerk's office or the law library that have the instructions, we also have the navigators in the law library that can help them, the Justice Corps that can help them, and then we have the clerk's office that will also help people. There's a kiosk in our circuit clerk's office on the fourth floor civil, and then there's also one up in the law library. So there's usually, on most days, someone there to at least help.
You mentioned the Justice Corps a couple of times. Maybe you can explain exactly what that is.
Justice Corps kind of came out of the mandate from the Supreme Court of helping people. But basically what their job is to help answer questions, direct folks in the right place without giving legal advice. Obviously, most of them are college students that are doing internship work, that type of thing. Some may be law students, but a lot of them are undergrads, so they really can't give advice, but they can help them navigate the system.
You're in criminal misdemeanor, yes, as well as a little bit in family court, some time in family court. And the misdemeanor court, what are some of the observations you could make about how the justice system is working from the types of cases that you see?
Things have changed significantly since I became a judge. I've been a judge just short of 10 years now, and I've sat in misdemeanor court before, and in years past, a lot of the misdemeanor docket that you saw were low-level cannabis offenses and paraphernalia offenses. Well, we see many, many fewer of those cases now, that the low-level violations that are now considered civil violations. So they're, equivalent to a traffic ticket where you're given a citation and a fine, and it's not a criminal conviction. So we have much fewer drug cases that we do in misdemeanor, and I think what that does is free up the state's attorney's office then to concentrate on more serious offenses, domestic battery offenses, child endangerment type offenses. So I think it probably gives the state's attorneys much more time for screening cases that are are more significant than a low-level cannabis case, somewhere where there's actually a victim other than society, where there's an actual victim that's been a victim of domestic battery or child abuse. Probably the biggest thing that I've noticed more, and obviously it's very high profile, is the problems with mental health. And I'm not sure if the mental health issues, there seem to be more people with mental health issues, or we're just much more in tune with it because of the things that we've had happen in the past and the fact that we're building this new addition to the jail to help us deal with mental health patients. You know, it's becoming something that we're really taking a look at, because the jail is not always the appropriate place for a mental health patient, but sometimes that when there's an offense, there's no other place to put them until such time as we can get them in a hospital bed or get them treated to where they're not a danger to themselves or other people.
Isn't there a mental health court now?
We do have a mental health court. Judge Yoder runs the mental health court. It's called Recovery Court. It has mostly mental health patients, but there's a crossover very much between recovery court and drug court, because so many mental health patients are dual diagnosis. They have an addiction and they have mental health issues. So they try to steer the folks with more drug problems to drug court, the people with more mental health problems to recovery court. And that it is a great benefit to us locally.
Leanne Hill is a judge in the McLean County Circuit Court, 11th District. Thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you, Judith. It was a pleasure.
I'm Judy Valente.
Judge Leanne Hill speaks tonight at 7 at Moses Montefiore Temple on Robert Hood Lane in Bloomington. The talk is part of an ongoing public discussion sponsored by the McLean County League of Women Voters. You're listening to Sound Ideas on 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media.